The following program offers general information, not legal advice, and does not create an attorney-client relationship. Please do not reveal information in this public setting that you wish to keep confidential. Every person's legal situation is unique. You should contact your attorney or other professional advisors before taking any actions related to the subjects discussed in this program.
Are long-term care policies reinsured by any state?
The nursing home wants payment.
Am I protected in any way?
It's time to know your options.
I have a question for the VA benefit aide in attendance.
LifePoint Law presents Aging Options.
He got her to sign a document to change the will. What are you doing? He got her to sign that.
With elder law attorney and life planning coach, Rajiv Nagayach.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Anytime, Ray. You bet.
Health, housing, finance, and legal. Know your options. Now, here's co-host Phil George and life planning coach Rajiv Nagayach.
And here we are.
Yeah. Well, we're two-thirds.
We're almost a whole being here.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Phil George over there, life planning coach. And I'm Bill Davis, manning the mothership. And I tell you what, we are expecting to hear from Rajiv Nagayach on the telephone.
Yes.
If you'll take this for just a couple of seconds, I think Rajiv is calling in, so I'll get him all set up, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. And I appreciate everybody out there listening in here on this beautiful Saturday day. Rajiv is actually in the car on his way to the seminar that we are having in Edmonds today at 2 o'clock. So if you're down in that area and you're listening and you feel like learning a little bit more about what we're talking about, he's going to be at the Edmonds Center for the Arts today from 2 to 4.
And so, I think he's joining us right now. Rajiv, are you
Rajiv.
With us?
Hey, here I am.
Okay. I want to make sure, are you actually, wait a second. You're not in a car driving, are you now?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
So to make sure. All right.
Yep.
Just checking. Rajiv Nagayach on the phone with us, and that makes us all a full compliment for the Aging Options show for the 13th of October, 2018.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as always, if you've got a question out there and you'd like to listen or get your opinion in and have us start talking about what you want to talk about, you can reach us at 360-676-KGMI. But Rajiv, before we do that, we have a bunch of real good stories here on our agingoptions.com website today.
And these are all the stories that we think, you know, over the week, this past week, these are the stories we think, if you have retirement on your mind, you should be paying attention to these stories. It'll help you get ahead of the game. And the first one is, are you thinking or have you ever thought about a reverse mortgage? The softening home values and rising interest rates make this an ideal time for you to act. But what the heck is it, and what do you need to know about reverse mortgages?
And you know, you're exactly right, Rajiv, and we are kind of in a perfect storm right now in this area for people that want to go after reverse mortgages. As the article goes on and states, it's really about what's going on in the housing market there in Seattle and the raising of the interest rates by the Fed.
Absolutely. And the second story we'll talk about is open enrollment is here, but few Medicare Advantage plans are offering the expanded services and benefits CMS approved for the companies to start offering.
And
what
worried
is that about?
And worried about running out of money in retirement? Consider these seven strategies to make sure you don't.
And the new Medicare cards are coming, and so are the scam artists.
Oof.
How to protect yourself from getting ripped off. And something a client of ours actually went through and got ripped off. So we'll be talking about those types of issues and figure out as to what your questions are going to be.
Rajiv, I already got my card in the mail a couple of days ago, so I'm going to be very interested in the last segment to make sure that I don't get ripped off. So I just want to let you know, I got my new card.
And the card by itself is not a problem, but what comes with the card may be a problem. What comes about the card may be a problem.
Yep.
So we'll be talking about these stories, reverse mortgages, open enrollment, Medicare. We'll be talking about, are you concerned about running out of money and new Medicare cards? But what's on your mind? I bet you what you have on your mind is far more important than what we are going to talk about. So give us a call. Our lines are open, and I think the phone number still has not changed from last week or last year. It is still the same, Bill.
Yeah, I'd be the last one to know, probably, to get the memo, if it had changed. But again, the telephone numbers, if you want to be part of the show to talk about any of the subjects that Rajiv and Phil brought up a minute ago, or anything that's on your mind, seriously, about aging, the numbers are 360-676 KGMI 360-676-5464.
All right. With that, Phil, let's start with the first story. Considering a reverse mortgage, the softening housing values and rising interest rates make this an ideal time to act. Tell us a bit about this story.
No, and you're right. And I kind of started talking about this a little bit earlier. And it is, as the article points out, this was is based on a Times article that where we was just that was talking about basically the real estate market in Seattle. And with the real estate market in Seattle softening a little bit and prices coming down and it taking longer for people to sell, and with the Fed raising interest rates, there's kind of a perfect storm here for folks that have been thinking about going and getting a reverse mortgage, Rajiv.
And, you know, when you think about reverse mortgages, think about all the negative stuff that is spewed about this stuff. And many people, as soon as you throw out the word reverse mortgage, they say, oh, no, that's not me. We've heard it's a bad thing. The bank will take over our house and bad things are going to happen. And so let's clear the myth a little bit. What is reverse mortgage and who is it good for?
Mm. Well, no, and you're absolutely right, Rajiv. And reverse mortgages, like everything that we talk about here, there's no one single bullet. So we're not trying to suggest that a reverse mortgage is the right thing for everyone. But in the right circumstances, a reverse mortgage can just be an invaluable tool. And at its very most basic level, what it is a reverse mortgage company will come in and they will basically give you how they structure it is, they'll give you a line of credit against a portion of the equity in your home. And Rajiv, is it a certain amount of equity? Is it have to be 60% or can they go lower?
No, it doesn't have to be 60%. So the way that it works is if you are 62 years of age or over, and you have a house that has at least 40% in equity, and under the new rules is closer to 50% at equity, if you're 62 or over, then you are able to access the other 50% equity, or the 50% equity in the home, by way of a reverse mortgage. I mean, that's really the makeup of a reverse mortgage plan. And the point of the reverse mortgages really was to allow people to continue to live in their own home all the way to the end, even if their financial situation is such they're finding it hard to make the monthly payments to continue to live in the house. Mm. And so that really is the makeup of the whole thing. Does the bank own the property? Heck no. I mean, a mortgage is a mortgage is a mortgage. Regardless whether you have a reverse mortgage or a forward mortgage, it is all the same. It is a mortgage. The question, of course, is who is this mortgage good for? And in our opinion, obviously, you hear us talk about the average American is hoping to be able to live their lives out in their own home. And we know that it takes more than just having a flat, age-friendly home. And Bill, yours is not age-friendly, and you know that.
Yeah, I found out. Yeah.
And you know, if you have an age-friendly home, if you have the financial means to be able to afford the care coming to the home, and if you have a family member who is willing to be there for you to say that, yeah, when the nurse is saying, which rehab center do you want to take your mom or dad to, they will be there to go ahead and push them and say, no, we are going to take mom and dad back home. If you have all these three things matched up, then I think you should be able to stay your life in your own home. So the reverse mortgage really talks to the middle segment, the financial means. And what this is talking about is, in my opinion, if you have looked at the housing issue, you happen to be 62 years of age or over, and you have basically drawn a line in the sand to say that come hell or high water, I am not going to leave my home. I'm going to take my last breath in my own home. You have absolutely made that decision. Then a reverse mortgage all of a sudden becomes a really potent tool in your toolbox, if you will. And so why would it become potent? Is because I'm not suggesting that if you don't have a mortgage that you go take a mortgage out. What I am suggesting is go down to the bank and say, look, I don't need the money right now. I just want you to go ahead and establish a line of credit, and I want you to give me a checkbook, which I will throw in the drawer. And I will say to my kids that if you ever get to a point that I am now old, I can't take care of my own needs, I'm asking you to bring me back home. But I don't want you to become my caregivers, which means you need the money and the financial means to hire people coming to the home. If all my savings have run out, this will be the last place you're going to find the money to be able to hire people coming to the home. Now, you could do this with a regular mortgage. There's nothing magical about a reverse mortgage. You could do this with a regular mortgage, but here's the problem with regular mortgages. You go down to a bank. They're inexpensive to go ahead and set up, but every 10 years, the bank has the right to go ahead and say, oh, we need to requalify you, and if you don't meet the qualifications, we can cancel the loan. In 2008, when the market, the real estate values plunged, how many people had their lines of credit absolutely canceled by the bank? And you don't want to put yourself in the situation that when you need the money, the line has been called and you don't have it. Second thing, with a regular mortgage, when you establish a line of credit, it is fixed. If you get a $100,000 mortgage, $200,000 mortgage, it is fixed. If the value of your house has gone up and you want to increase that line, you have to go to the bank, pay them another money, go through another underwriting, and replace the old line and come up with a new line. With a reverse mortgage, you never have to do that. Not only with a reverse mortgage do you get the line of credit established at $100,000, but automatically every year the line of credit is going to go up to keep up with the inflation factors. And right now I think there's 1.25% per month, something like that. Is what it's going to go up. So your line that started off at $100,000 in about 10 or 15 years may be more like $150,000, and you never had to go to a bank to see that increase happening. And the third thing that happens with a regular mortgage, you pass away. What happens with a regular mortgage? People have to go ahead and pay it. What happens with a reverse mortgage? People have to pay it. So there's no difference between a regular and reverse mortgage with one exception. If the value of the house is less than the amount of money that you owe, the reverse mortgage people cannot go to your children and say, oh, by the way, you owe us the money. With a regular mortgage, your estate is going to have to pay the money. With a reverse mortgage, it's the house. That's it. The bank can take the house, and what's owed on the house is more, then they can only take the house, nothing else. And there are other advantages you have. So there's so many advantages to looking at a reverse mortgage, but only if you have made the decision you're never going to move from this house again. So it should only be put on the last house that you're going to occupy. Anyway, so that's about reverse mortgages. Does that pique any questions in your mind? If it does, give us a call, 360-676-5464. 360-676-5464. We'll talk to you when you call in, and we will slip out for a break and be back shortly.
Stay connected with KGMI.
Get local breaking news and all the information you need instantly. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter
at KGMI Radio.
Life kind of hits you in the face.
Americans are learning there's more to maintaining their retirement than money.
I thought I had prepared for all this by saving money and investing, but it's not enough.
The biggest fear is having my children burdened with taking care of me.
Avoid the pitfalls of traditional retirement planning. See Rajiv Nagayich of Aging Options in Anacortes, Thursday, October 18th at 7 p.m. at the Majestic Inn and Spa. Register for this free event at agingoptions.com and learn the essentials to a comprehensive life plan.
When you put it all together and you say to your family, we've taken care of this, that was so meaningful. And for my wife, it was a ton of bricks off of her shoulders.
Address housing, healthcare, finances, and family. Register for the Anacortes event at agingoptions.com.
You really need guidance.
Know your options. Visit agingoptions.com. Agingoptions.com.
In a world of confusing headlines and challenging markets, comprehensive financial advice is more important today than ever. It takes an understanding of your entire financial life, your hopes and dreams, to create a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. As your personal advocate, the Monhaus Group will provide you with advice that is tailored to your circumstances and priorities. They'll start with a detailed plan for all you'd like your wealth to achieve. Over time, the Monhaus Group will adjust your plan as your circumstances change, so you can embrace your financial future with confidence. Call Subir Monhaus and Saket Sanger of the Monhaus Group at 425-990-2756. That number is 425-990-2756. The Monhaus Group, 425-990-2756. UBS Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Life kind of hits you in the face.
Americans are learning there's more to maintaining their retirement than money.
Thought I had prepared for all this by saving money and investing, but it's not enough.
I guess the biggest fear is having my children burdened with taking care of me.
Avoid the pitfalls of traditional retirement planning. See Rajiv Nagayich of Aging Options in Anacortes, Thursday, October 18th at 7 p.m. at the Majestic Inn and Spa. Register for this free event at agingoptions.com and learn the essentials to a comprehensive life plan.
When you put it all together and you say to your family, we've taken care of this, that was so meaningful. And for my wife, it was a ton of bricks off of her shoulders.
Address housing, healthcare, finances, and family. Register for the Anacortes event at agingoptions.com.
You really need guidance.
Know your options. Visit agingoptions.com. Agingoptions.com.
Once again, Aging Options.
With life planning coach Rajiv Nagayich, elder law attorney Phil George, and you're also life planning coach as well.
Yes. No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, by the way, you guys, Rajiv and Phil, I got a question for you. Before we get to the next topic, on the last thing you were talking about with the reverse mortgages, let me pose a situation that happened to a few friends of mine, because if I ever get into the situation, I'd like to know what I'd be facing. All right, I've got a reverse mortgage. I've got the line of credit. I'm getting money, you know, out of my house. But now I die. I have willed my house to my heirs, whether it's my kids, my wife, or whoever. From that point, I mean, do they have to buy the house back from the people who hold the mortgage? What are the legal ramifications, or what are their options there?
So the children are going to want to buy the house. So one benefit that they have is they can buy the house for 5% less than market value of the house. Hmm. Right? So it's just like anything else. Even if you had a regular mortgage, what would the children have to do? They'd have to pay the banker, right?
Well, yeah, sure.
If the bankers owed the money, the estate owns the house. The children don't at this point in time. Mm-hmm. And the estate can only transfer the house to the children if, after all, the debt has been paid against the estate. And one of the secured debts you have is the mortgage against the house. Regular or forward, reverse or forward, it doesn't matter. That money has to be paid. But with a reverse mortgage, the children can actually buy the house for 5% less than the market value.
Well, nice. Great answer. I'll pass that along. I'm sure they'll be very pleased to hear that. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. So that takes us anyway down to the second story. And I think you gave the numbers out, but let's give the numbers out again and challenge our listeners. Look, this show is more about you than it is about Bill and Phil and Rajiv, right?
Right.
And so what are you doing? What are you doing not calling in and telling us a little bit about you? Is the reverse mortgage good for you? What are your thoughts about retirement? What about legal planning? Do you think your legal planning is all up to snuff? Are you curious about what is the biggest mistake people make in retirement planning? Anything that's on your mind that relates to retirement, give us a call and we'll see if we can't help point you in the right direction. The phone numbers are 360-676-KGMI. 360-676-KGMI. You be the first one to call. I'm sure what you have to say will impact a lot of people. So let's talk about the second story that we have, Phil, on agingoptions.com. Open enrollment is here.
Yes.
But Medicare Advantage plans are offering expanded services and benefits.
Well, and this is kind of surprising me, Rajiv. So we were talking about this open enrollment period and with great excitement here, just probably for the last 3, 4, 5 months. Because we were thinking that, well, what happened was there was a little bit of a rule change, and Medicare was going to allow these Medicare Advantage plans to basically cover more, you know, things like we talked about an air conditioner, if that was going to help somebody, you know, with COPD, you know, to stay out of a hospital, or, you know, food, or you know, things like that. And as it turns out, these Medicare Advantage plans that are being rolled out, they're just really not as – they're not pushing this rule nearly as much as we thought that they would.
And one exception, and really what happened was that this year CMS came out and gave the green light that if you want to offer some innovative preventative care-focused benefits, you can do that. What kind of benefits? You can pay for people to go to the doctors if they can't drive. You can pay for people to have adaptive equipment in their home, things like bars and handrails and lighting and all that. You can do that. You can pay for, actually, you can pay for home-delivered meals. You can pay for air conditioners. If somebody is living in a warm climate and they don't have air conditioning, and you know it's going to be bad for the health, you can pay for air conditioning and all that. So we thought that, you know, there certainly will be a lot of people who want to take it. A lot of companies would want to go ahead and try and one up the other one and get into the whole thing. And sadly, there's not a whole lot. The one exception is a company that is called Amerigroup, which is offering health insurance in Tennessee, Texas, and New Jersey. That's the only company that this article is referencing that is offering additional benefits. What kind of benefits do they offer at no additional cost? Well, the first thing they offer is 16 home-delivered healthy meals for the health event for no more than 64 meals per year. So that means if you become ill, and there's a definition of an episode of illness, then in for any one episode, you can get up to 16 meals delivered to your home. So arguably for about 8 days, if you're assuming you're going to get 2 meals a day, or 16 days if you're just going to get 1 meal a day, you will have some people who will be delivering these meals to you. You can have 124 hours of support from a home health aide. This is now coming closer to long-term care insurance, if you will, right? If you have a long-term care insurance benefits, you can end up getting through this plan up to 124 hours of in-home care. You can get 60 one-way trips to the health-related appointments through your doctors, etc., or meaning 30 appointments in a year's time. You can get 30 appointments to go to your doctor's office and come back. You can get $500 allowance for safety devices such as shower stools, reaching devices, temporary wheelchair ramps, etc. You can get one visit per week to an adult day health service. You can get 24 acupuncture or therapeutic massage visits. So I think it's a beginning. I don't know where this is going to end up going. So this will now start eating into the question of, should I get traditional Medicare? Should I get Medicare Advantage? I think the lines are going to become a little bit more clear. Right now, the biggest confusing point for most people is, should I get traditional Medicare? Should I get Medicare Advantage? And if you're stuck with that question, call us, 360-676-5464, and I should be able to at least point you in the right direction and then to understand as to how to do this. But once these benefits go into place, I think there'll be more reasons for people to go to Medicare Advantage than they have right now.
What do you think the reason is that a lot of these companies are delaying the putting these things into place?
Well, I mean, think about it. You add any benefit, it's going to cost money. Mm-hmm. You're not charging anything extra. That means whose bottom line is going to get impacted? The business. So I think the businesses probably want a little bit more time for the actuaries to run the numbers and see whether we will be able to attract enough business to offset any losses that we may end up getting. Mm. And I don't think this year we've had enough time to be able to do all that.
Mm. Okay. No, that makes a lot of sense. And it, like Rajiv says, everybody, this is supposed to be, you know, your radio show, much more than it is ours. So if any of this is piquing your interest, please reach out and call us, 360-676-KGMI. As well, Rajiv, we will be continuing this conversation and talking all about health, housing, legal, finances, family, everything else. When you are up in Anacortes next week on Thursday, the 18th, we have that seminar. And we changed. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I said that's right. We'll be up there talking about all these things because aging is more than just looking at any single issue in retirement. In retirement, you're going to be dealing with all these issues that Phil, you mentioned, health issues and how to approach Medicare and how to approach your doctor's appointments, how to make sure you have the right doctors, how to approach the housing issue so you don't end up in a nursing home if that's not what you want to do. How do you approach financial issues, legal issues? All these things we'll be talking about. The big mistake people end up making is they do fragmented planning. And there's a whole lot better way to go ahead and do the planning. Looking at it from the outside, Phil, it is uncanny to me. I'm looking at Tim Conway with the $80 million estate,
yes,
and seeing his wife and his daughter fighting over which nursing home is the right place for Tim Conway to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? With $80 million, the fight should be, how many people do we need to hire to keep Tim Conway in his own home? Why is that not the fight? And why do you think that your family is not going to be in that situation? Why do you think that you are going to be amongst the 20% of people who will actually be able to live out your life in your own home and not be one of the 80% who are not going to be able to live their lives in their own home? Not because you didn't plan, but because despite the fact that you planned. And that's what the seminar really is for, is to spotlight that we do a lot of planning in our lives. But despite the planning, we don't get good results. 80% of us are going to fail in retirement. Go to agingoptions.com, sign up for this upcoming seminar in Anacortes. We're always having a good time there, Phil.
No, we absolutely will, and we'll be looking forward to seeing everybody there. And that's next Thursday the 18th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Majestic Inn and Spa. Looking forward to seeing everybody there. And with that, we will take a quick break here, go pay some bills, and we'll be right back, hopefully, with your questions.
KGMI News Update.
Sung Lawrence Hong, a Washington State man who served 3 years in federal prison for an $800,000 fraud, only to steal $12.7 million in a different scam after his release, has now been sentenced to a much longer term of 15 years. The remains of two missing snowboarders from Bellingham have been found. KGMI's Lauren Murphy has details.
The Whatcom County Sheriff's Office reports Jacob Amancio's remains were found below Colshan Ridge near Artist Point on October 1st, and the remains of Drew Lenz were found nearby on Wednesday. The Sheriff's Office says Amancio and Lenz have been missing since last November, but their remains weren't found until recently after local hikers contacted the Sheriff's Office when they found what appeared to be their belongings on September 29th. The medical examiner's office has listed their cause of death as undetermined. Lauren Murphy, KGMI News.
Performers from near and far will perform a variety of genres of music as part of the annual Clair de Lune Linden Music Festival. Many events are free and open to the public. It's happening through today. KGMI dependable forecast. It's plenty of sunshine and a high of 64. I'm Clay Wilson with KGMI News.
KGMI is everywhere. Hear us at AM 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and always streaming live at KGMI.com.
Life kind of hits you in the face.
Americans are learning there's more to maintaining their retirement than money.
Thought I had prepared for all this by saving money and investing, but it's not enough.
I guess the biggest fear is having my children burdened with taking care of me.
Avoid the pitfalls of traditional retirement planning. See Rajiv Nagayich of Aging Options in Anacortes, Thursday, October 18th at 7 p.m. at the Majestic Inn and Spa. Register for this free event at agingoptions.com and learn the essentials to a comprehensive life plan.
When you put it all together and you say to your family, we've taken care of this, that was so meaningful. And for my wife, it was a ton of bricks off of her shoulders.
Address housing, healthcare, finances, and family. Register for the Anacortes event at agingoptions.com.
You really need guidance.
Know your options. Visit agingoptions.com. Agingoptions.com.
In a world of confusing headlines and challenging markets, comprehensive financial advice is more important today than ever. It takes an understanding of your entire financial life, your hopes and dreams, to create a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. As your personal advocate, the Monhaus Group will provide you with advice that is tailored to your circumstances and priorities. They'll start with a detailed plan for all you'd like your wealth to achieve. Over time, the Monhaus Group will adjust your plan as your circumstances change, so you can embrace your financial future with confidence. Call Subir Monhaus and Saket Sanger of the Monhaus Group at 425-990-2756. That number is 425-990-2756. The Monhaus Group, 425-990-2756. UBS Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
LifePoint Law presents Aging Options with life planning coach Rajiv Nagayich.
And welcome back to Aging Options. This is Rajiv Nagayich along with
Life planning coach and elder law attorney Phil George.
Did you forget your name?
I did. Well, I was trying to sign language you here while I was doing that. So I got in the middle of both.
And Bill Davis on the mothership. Again, taking your calls at 360-676 KGMI. That's at 360-676-5464. What is on your mind? Tell Rajiv and Phil, especially if you've got a question about how about aging? And fill all that it encompasses.
Absolutely.
All right.
And Rajiv, the third article today up on agingoptions.com. And as you know, we put four new articles up every week. This is our award-winning blog. But this third article, worried about running out of money in retirement? Consider these seven strategies to make sure that you don't.
And when you take a look at these seven strategies, look, I mean, the first thing is the biggest worry people have in retirement is I will run out of money. So go take a look at this article, and the seven things that they will talk to you about, I think they summarize them real quickly, is don't spend the money as fast as you're spending, right? Withdraw a modest amount of money from your savings each year. Invest in equity markets. I don't know. Don't retire too early. Downsize as appropriate. Stay healthy. Don't fall ill. rely on your friends.
Say, don't get old. What this list is.
This article, you know, when I was reading this one, I had the same reaction when I was reading it. I just bust out a gut saying that, yeah, depending on your friends, what does that mean? I'll go to my friends pick a new friend every night for dinner so I don't have to spend money on my own dinner. I mean, there's some good advice here. I don't want to poo-poo this. I think this is written with all the best intentions, but there really is nothing practical.
I don't see anything on here that says inherit $1 million. Why isn't that on the list too, right?
No, something like that. But look, there's a lot you can do about this. And the reason why I wanted to spotlight this article was that the first recommendation they make, just take a small amount of money. And the reality, of course, is most of us in retirement are going to be quite cautious about withdrawing money. And I see that the sin that I see is either people fall into one or two or three buckets. Very few in the middle bucket. Middle bucket is I'm just taking the right amount of money out. The two other buckets being, I see a lot of retirees somehow just overly optimistic, withdrawing money like there's no tomorrow. And usually when that happens, I see them helping the children, grandchildren, or not paying attention to their own future. The other group of people that I see, which is most of the people between $1 million and I'd say $3 to $4 million, they fall in this bucket. They know they've got the money, but they just don't know whether they should be spending the money because they're petrified that they may be spending too much, and therefore they're sacrificing their life for a better tomorrow, and there's no promise of a better tomorrow coming down. Right? So what is the thing that is missing in this article? There are two things that are missing in the article. One is nobody in retirement should be working without a financial dashboard. What the heck is a financial dashboard? It's a simple tool where you sit down and recognize that in retirement, for you to live your quality of life, you need a certain amount of income, and that income is going to come from one, two, or three places. One is going to come from Social Security. Most of us are going to qualify for that. Second is going to come from pensions. Very few of us have pensions, but if you have a pension, congratulations, you get some money there. And the third place you're going to get money is withdrawals from your investment. The key missing piece in financial planning, if you ask me what financial planners should be doing they don't do, is to sit with their clients and show them in clear, unambiguous amounts in ways that this is the amount of money you can safely withdraw each month from your nest egg without running out of money, even if you live to be 100 or 105 years of age. If you know that dollar amount, you will be a lot freer to live your life and not always be petrified and live your life and not overdo it and be able to say, I am not going to be able to help my children beyond this certain threshold. But in financial planning, you almost never see that happen. People have some rules of thumbs and some numbers. I can take out maybe 4% every year. Are you kidding me? No, if you only have $300,000, your income need is $7,000. Your Social Security and pension only make up $4,000 and you need to make up $3,000 a month, that $3,000 a month that you're withdrawing from a $300,000 portfolio will decimate your retirement savings and very, very quickly, unlikely that you'll be able to sustain it for the rest of your life, depending as to how old you are. So why would you not do a retirement dashboard? That's the one thing, it's not there. Who do you go to see for a retirement dashboard? I think that's where we come up and say that if you don't have a super planner, somebody who understands more than just investment planning, you don't have a good enough financial planner. You need to go find one who is one of the people that I'll send you to. They'll actually go to agingoptions.com. On the main page in the bottom, you'll see a couple of names out there. One of them is a guy called Jacob Prohl, and he does financial planning. He's in the greater Seattle area. And there's another guy who actually is in also greater Seattle area, Saqqed, and he's been doing this work for years. Before they even talk to you about investment planning, they're going to sit down and help you understand, when should you retire? When should you start taking Social Security? How much money should you be taking out from your savings and investments account without running the risk of running out of money? Should you look into a long-term care policy? All these questions are far more important than how you're investing money, but the sad reality is the average person is just focused on investing money. So that's the one thing that is missing in the article. Second thing missing in this article is to recognize that money is just one of the several things you're going to need to worry about in retirement. You will need to worry about what is the money going to be used for, as long as you're healthy, to maintain your quality of life. When you're no longer able to manage your own affairs and some other people have to step up, what assurance do you have that your money will be used the way you would like to see it used? And how would you like to see it used? Not be put into a nursing home. What assurance do you have that your money will be used that way? And for that, you need to go down to this upcoming seminar that we are going to have in Anacortes. I promise you, there's just no alternative. There's very precious little information about this type of stuff out there. And we, over the years, have become pretty darn adept and good about doing it. And I think you owe it to yourself to at least take a look at it and see what is your planning and how does that compare to a comprehensive retirement plan, and then you can make decisions what you need to. Phil, who should come to one of these seminars?
And Rajiv, that is a question that I get all the time. Who are these life planning seminars for? I'll get people saying, I'm not even retired yet. Should I be coming to the seminars? And I would say absolutely, absolutely. So people, these seminars are really for, if you have already retired and you're just looking to make sure that you've got all your bases covered, we're absolutely for you. If you're looking at retirement and you're trying to get all your ducks in a row so that you do this and you can retire in the method that you want to, absolutely, you're going to want to come and you're going to want to look at this different way of approaching retirement. And if you're younger and your parents or your grandparents or your aunts and uncles are in retirement and you're wondering, well, what can I do to make sure that when they hand me the power of attorney, because I know I'm going to be the one that's going to have to make decisions for them when they can no longer make decisions for themselves, when they hand me that document, am I going to know what to do? Have they put me in the best possible position to succeed? Because that's what I want to do, is to succeed for my family. So really, Rajiv, all of those people can just benefit enormously from this conversation. I would go so far as to say that the earlier you start this kind of planning, the better off you're going to be and the higher of a chance of success you're going to have. Because like you say, and as studies show, in America, 80% of people actually fail in retirement. And from what we have found and from the conversations that we've had with our clients, this is really the best way to approach that and to make sure that you're one of the 20% that actually succeed.
You know, usually I take away from this that you're never too young to get started on this.
No,
on your own retirement, but once again, a lot of people don't think about, like you said, putting your children in the best possible situation with the POAs or durables or whatever to make sure that they take care of your wishes and that they know your wishes. You know, we talk a lot about how communication is so important, and we're terrible at it, aren't we, sometimes with a family?
It's really true. And people don't want to talk about this stuff, or they want to put their head in the sand, Rajiv, I think, sometimes. And it's just so important to educate yourself and to learn about this, because if you wait for the government to do this kind of stuff for you, if you wait for your business to do this kind of stuff for you, you're going to be waiting an awful long time.
And also, Bill, let me also point out, it's you're never too old to pay attention to this
stuff. I never thought of it. That's right, never too young.
People think that, okay, I'm in my 80s, this is past, I mean, my time is gone. Heck no. You could be 98 and you still need to pay attention to this, because at 98, your biggest fear is somebody will take away control and put you away somewhere.
I like that. It's you're never too young, you're never too old.
That's right.
We're all aging.
Yeah.
Listen, we still have the lines open if you feel like calling in. 360-676-KGMI, 360-676-5464. We'll take a break and we'll come back to the last story that we have, the scam, the Medicare scam that are haunting a lot of people. We'll be back after this break.
KGMI is everywhere. Hear us at AM 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and always streaming live at KGMI.com.
Life kind of hits you in the face.
Americans are learning there's more to maintaining their retirement than money.
Thought I had prepared for all this by saving money and investing, but it's not enough.
I guess the biggest fear is having my children burdened with taking care of me.
Avoid the pitfalls of traditional retirement planning. See Rajiv Nagayich of Aging Options in Anacortes, Thursday, October 18th at 7 p.m. at the Majestic Inn and Spa. Register for this free event at agingoptions.com and learn the essentials to a comprehensive life plan.
When you put it all together and you say to your family, we've taken care of this, that was so meaningful. And for my wife, it was a ton of bricks off of her shoulders.
Address housing, healthcare, finances, and family. Register for the Anacortes event at agingoptions.com.
You really need guidance.
Know your options. Visit agingoptions.com. Agingoptions.com.
In a world of confusing headlines and challenging markets, comprehensive financial advice is more important today than ever. It takes an understanding of your entire financial life, your hopes and dreams, to create a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. As your personal advocate, the Monhaus Group will provide you with advice that is tailored to your circumstances and priorities. They'll start with a detailed plan for all you'd like your wealth to achieve. Over time, the Monhaus Group will adjust your plan as your circumstances change, so you can embrace your financial future with confidence. Call Subir Monhaus and Saket Sanger of the Monhaus Group at 425-990-2756. That number is 425-990-2756. The Monhaus Group, 425-990-2756. UBS Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Life kind of hits you in the face.
Americans are learning there's more to maintaining their retirement than money.
Thought I had prepared for all this by saving money and investing, but it's not enough.
I guess the biggest fear is having my children burdened with taking care of me.
Avoid the pitfalls of traditional retirement planning. See Rajiv Nagayich of Aging Options in Anacortes, Thursday, October 18th at 7 p.m. at the Majestic Inn and Spa. Register for this free event at agingoptions.com and learn the essentials to a comprehensive life plan.
When you put it all together and you say to your family, we've taken care of this, that was so meaningful. And for my wife, it was a ton of bricks off of her shoulders.
Address housing, healthcare, finances, and family. Register for the Anacortes event at agingoptions.com.
You really need guidance.
Know your options. Visit agingoptions.com. Agingoptions.com.
LifePoint Law presents Aging Options with life planning coach Rajiv Nagayich.
And welcome back to Aging Options. This is Elder Law Attorney Rajiv Nagayich along with
Elder Law Attorney Life Planning Coach Phil George.
And not to be left behind.
That's okay. I get left behind all the time. I'm used to it. Bill Davis, taking your calls at 360-676-KGMI, 360-676-5464. If you want to be part of the program, you got any questions for Phil or Rajiv, or just make a comment as well. This is the last segment, your last opportunity until next week. Now, gentlemen, I got my new Medicare card in the mail a couple of weeks ago. They were mailing them out in Washington. Got mine. And it's totally different. And I believe Rajiv and Phil both, the reason they're doing this was because our original cards had our Social Security numbers on them. Is that not correct? That was our ID.
For years we've been talking about this stuff.
And that's a problem.
When identity theft started happening, and mm-hmm. many of the seniors were getting hit because they would give their Medicare card and it had Social Security numbers all over the place. And so Medicare decided they're going to be rolling out a new system. We are not going to put your Social Security numbers on the card. We're going to put some other number on the card. So it'll still allow the healthcare professionals, the hospitals, to be able to take a look at your Medicare card and know that you're enrolled in Medicare Part A, Part B, when the coverage was effective, et cetera. And so things will kind of go on. So they started rolling this out in January 1, and in September came Washington State's turn for our people over the age of 65 enrolled in Medicare to get the new cards. Problem was, for 9 months or 8 months, you've had people perfecting as to how to make money out of this little deal. Mm. So what's going on? There's a lot of scams are going on, and unfortunately, there's somebody that I know, part of our base that we work with, she got caught and snared in one of these scams. So what are the scams? What are the types of scams are we talking about here, Phil?
Well, there's three of them that this article outlines. And right. So this is, and you're going to get this kind of stuff anytime there's a big change in, you know, people, like you said, that they're going to try to feed off of confusion. And they think of the elder population as being, a lot of times as easier targets. So the first one is, if you get a call and somebody is telling you that you have to pay for your new Medicare card, that's absolutely wrong. It's absolutely wrong, Rajiv. And that's something that you should, if you get that kind of call, that's something that you should report.
Yeah. And so the second one that you have, you're looking at is, you need to reactivate your Social Security number.
Oh. I can see why people would fall for that, because you get a new bank card, you get a new credit card, you get any kind of new card, you always have to usually activate it, right?
Right, and the caller is going to end up saying, "Oh, I need to ask you a few personal questions."
Sure.
Or they may even do crazy things like take this phone number down and call this number, because you know we've now been cautious about when people call us, we don't give it. So call that number back. And so they'll actually give you a phone number to call back. And when you call back, it'll sound, you know, "Welcome to Social Security. How can I help you?"
Exactly.
Or something along those lines, whatever the thing, or "My badge number is so and so." This is crazy. And you call there and they ask for personal information, and you give the personal information. The next thing you know, your bank has been raided.
And then Rajiv, the last one that this article talks about anyhow is that you'll get a phone call and somebody will say, "Oh, well, you've been selected. You've been an excellent patient or an outstanding citizen, or you've been mowing your lawn just right every weekend. Medicare is now going to send you $200. But the catch is...
Oh, got to have a little info?
I got to have a little info. And we would like to directly deposit this into your account.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the scam, actually, that snared somebody that I am well aware of. She got a call, and they said, "Well, you know, the new cards are coming on the way, and this is a time that the government is recognizing some people who have been outstanding citizens, and you qualify for that, and you must have done something right in your life, and we need to deposit that $200. Where would you like for us to deposit the $200? Would you like us to go ahead and put it in your bank?" Of course, yes. What is your bank? What bank do you bank at? What is the bank account number? And they got the information, and next thing you know, everything that is in the bank was wiped out.
If someone gets a call like this, okay, yeah. Obviously you want to hang up, but is you know, Phil, you said something about reporting it. I mean, are there agencies you report these to?
Well, there are a couple of different ways that you can report this. Mm-hmm. The AARP has a fraud watch network, and all of the numbers, the contact numbers, are on the website, folks. Mm-hmm. So you can go to agingoptions.com, click on this article, and you kind of scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see there are some links there. So the AARP, they have a fraud watch network. There's also the Federal Trade Commission. You can give some complaints there, and the Federal Communications Commission. So you can make complaints at any one of those. And believe me, they take this stuff seriously. So don't, if something like this happens to you, don't feel bad. Don't feel you know, like a dummy or anything like that. This happens all the time to all sorts of people.
What would be the information they would want to make sure they get? The time the call was, if they have caller ID,
right.
Maybe get that number?
Yes.
Which, the scam artist, Rajiv, they stay way ahead of you. If you report that number, they're going to change to another number, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. This is a hard one. The main thing is don't give your personal information out to anyone. Yeah. If they need the personal information, go to them, see them in person, go to the bank, go to the agency, go to the government office, do it there. But don't fall for the thing that you have to give anything over the phone. That's where the big mistakes are going to be made.
Mm.
And talking about mistakes, I think, you know, the thing that I say to people is this, that you hear the show. Now, we've been on the air for about a year now, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've been on Saturdays for a year now.
Yeah.
Right, for about a year. And for a year, you know, you've been hearing us bring the message that the average person in retirement is setting themselves up to fail in retirement. And what do we mean by that? Failure in retirement, the way that we judge failure is, were you able to live your life without becoming a burden to other people? Were you able to live your life without running out of money? Were you able to live your life without having been thrown into some institutional care setting because your health failed you, even though you were hoping to come back home? If you meet any of those three definitions, if you do become a burden, if you end up in a nursing home against your wishes, one thing to go there voluntarily, and I'm still looking for the one person raising their hand and saying, can't wait to move in there, right? And the third one is going to be, were you able to live your life and leave a little bit something to your children? If you have been able to accomplish that, you're a success. But the reality is, overwhelmingly, the large number of people are not going to succeed in retirement. They're going to fail. They either end up in a nursing home against their wishes, become a burden, or run out of money. But why does that happen? It doesn't happen because we don't do a lot of planning. It happens despite the fact we do a lot of planning. We see doctors, we see financial planners, we see lawyers, we see accountants. We go talk to insurance agents to get the right health insurance policies. We look at our house. We maintain our house. We are smart enough to know that my house needs to be age-friendly. We jigger and make some modifications to the house. We do a lot of planning. Then why, despite all that planning, do we fail in retirement? It's because we don't really do it the right way. We don't focus on where the pitfalls are. And that's the one thing that we are hoping to do, is to just talk about this in a very direct way. It's not going to be anything that where you'll find either Phil or I mince our words about the whole thing. And the direct conversation is going to be what we are going to do today. Here in Edmonds, but we'll be doing it on Thursday up in Anacortes.
Absolutely.
And you owe it to yourself. Don't make the mistake. You've done everything right. Why don't you give us an hour and a half of your time? Come down, just sit back, and just take the information in. If you walk away saying, oh, I know everything about the whole thing, great. You didn't lose anything, right? I mean, you didn't miss out on anything. But I promise you, more likely than not, you're going to look at the whole situation and say, I didn't know that. And I can show you why the average person fails and what you need to do it differently. Phil?
You're absolutely right, Rajiv. And that's why Anacortes, next Thursday from 7 to 9. You can register on agingoptions.com. But until then, everybody, I hope you enjoy this beautiful day. And I hope that if you're in the area, you can come and join Rajiv there in Edmonds. So, Rajiv, thank you for calling in. As always, it's great to sit here and talk about these things that we're passionate about.
It's always fun to just barge into people's homes, invited or not.
Uninterrupted.
If you happen to have the channel on, we are there. Hopefully you are able to get something out of it. If we can improve what we bring to you, email us at radio@agingoptions.com. If you want to see Phil locally, he's your local guy, you can always drop in his office and see him. But until next week, we must say, hey, John.
You've been listening to Aging Options with elder law attorney and life planning coach, Rajiv Nagayach. Bring your questions, interact, and engage with Rajiv at Aging Options Live. For upcoming Aging Options Live events, visit agingoptions.com and call 877-76-AGING, 877-76-AGING. Listen to today's program and additional podcasts at agingoptions.com. Protect your assets and preserve your quality of life. Know your options. Visit agingoptions.com.